My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about how to launch like Apple. So one thing that Neil and I were talking about before we started recording was, we've mentioned this on the podcast before, around Jeff Walker's product launch formula. So PLF, okay? And what he does is he might collect your email, say, hey, like, check out our video, our viral video course, for example. Actually, Jump Cut does this. They use a product launch formula. So I'm going to use Jump Cut as the example. They're using this product launch formula. And they drive people to this 20-minute YouTube influencer course or whatever. After they watch that video, what happens is spread over like a 3-day delay over 4 videos. What happens is that, you know, the videos will teach them something about, you know, becoming a better influencer or a YouTube, whatever, right? And it leads up to this event, right? So first two videos are teaching, and the third one kind of talks about the event a little bit, and then the fourth one's like this extravaganza, right? It's like, oh my god, here's the product, and this, like, this is the thing that's going to make you super successful, whatever. And then that's what happens, right? So kind of using this example, you can see this framework. Neil actually brought up a good point that this applies to Apple. How does Apple do this?
Yeah, Apple's been doing launches, you know, longer than anyone else I know, in which, if you think about any product that they're releasing, laptops, iPhones, any new device, they create some buzz around it, or the community creates some buzz. A lot of it, I bet, is leaked from people internally, and they give some hints. And sometimes you'll even see leaked screenshots,
MacRumors.com.
Yeah, exactly. And then they're building up all this hype. Then they do their announcement. But instead of online, they do an in-person conference. And when they do the in-person conference, boom, it's product after product. And they're talking about it. They're creating the demand. A lot of times you know what's going on. Like, oh, Apple's going to release a watch. But we don't know what it looks like and what it entails. But they're giving hints on what they're talking about and what they're going to be releasing. But they don't give you all the details until you're there. And that's the key with any type of launch. You need to build up the hype. And don't create fake hype. I'm talking about hype because you have amazing product or service that's really going to provide value. Because once you do that and people see what you're releasing, like, oh my God, this is of quality, or this is even better than what you were telling me about, you'll start getting a ton of sales. And because people know that when Apple launches a product, it's also going to sell out. Or even with anyone, when Jeff Walker does a product launch or anyone, they limit it to a specific time window. People know that they got to act fast. If you don't act fast, you're not going to be able to get it and you're going to have to wait. Same with Apple. If you don't wait in line for their new phone, it's going to take you longer to get that phone. You may have to wait a month or two.
Yeah. So if you think about it, what Apple does well is they have this stuff all around scarcity. It's like being on the inside. When you think about Mac rumors where they're kind of leaking stuff and a Mac rumor is like, oh my God, this is what their new case is going to look like, or the new screen is going to look like, all this stuff. And it starts to build kind of this feeding frenzy. Okay. And what happens is, let's say, okay, this is a couple months before the September or October kind of, you know, iPhone event. And that in itself too is scarcity because they only invite certain people from the press, maybe some certain, certain kind of influencers as well end up there, and they write about it, and then even then the product's still not out. It's like people are still feel like they're on the outside, they're getting these little hints, and then, you know, then it's like, okay, the iPhone will come out 1 month later or a couple of weeks later, and that's like even more scarcity. So you think about that when you tie this into like Jeff Walker's product launch formula. What happens is he creates this feeding frenzy with the product launch formula. And then it's like, okay, you know, there's this expiring sequence. It's like, this is going to go away. There's like all this offer. There's like all this stuff that you can get, but it will disappear at this one time, right? And it makes you feel like, you know, everything's built up to that point, and then you might lose it, which is kind of what Apple's doing with, when you think about how people like camp out, when there's really no reason in today's day and age to actually have to camp out for a phone, people do it. Yeah.
What Apple has that's unique that most of you guys won't have is they already have a big user base. So if you go back to you performing a product launch, creating all the hype, you got to recruit other people within your space to help promote. Typically, when it comes to product launches, you have affiliates and you're giving them a commission for every single sale that they drive. So if you can go and recruit people and you can end up getting them on board, giving them 30%, 50%, whatever it may be of the sale, they're ecstatic. In addition to that, you're getting all this pent-up demand because now you don't have just you talking about this upcoming product launch. You have 20, 30, 40 other people within your space who may have email lists. And by doing this, you're going to start seeing a lot more buzz created in the space, not just from these 10 or 20 other people that you have on board that are affiliates, but all the journalists, all the websites, all the media sites within your space will start covering you because everyone's discussing you. At least the influencers are.
All right, so that is it for today. Go to singlegrain.com/giveaway to get access to our marketing goodies to grow your business, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.